Hey, Victory Church. My name is Dale Swanson, and I'm the executive pastor here at Victory Church. And I'm so glad you've joined us for today's Lectio Divina. Today's scripture reading is found in 1 Samuel 17, 41 through 47. Before we begin, take a moment to breathe deeply. Release any tension from your body. Clear your mind from distracting thoughts and set your attention on God's presence. As I read, I encourage you to close your eyes and listen, or you can read along with me. Our first step is to read. As we go through the passage the first time, pay attention to words or phrases that catch your attention and write them down. Again, we'll be reading from 1 Samuel 17, 41 through 47. Goliath walked out toward David with his shield bearer ahead of him, sneering in contempt at this ruddy-faced boy. "Am I a dog?" he roared at David, "that you come at me with a stick?" And he cursed David by the names of his gods. "Come over here, and I'll give your flesh to the birds and wild animals," Goliath yelled. David replied to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head. And then I will give the dead bodies of your men to the birds and wild animals. And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people, but not with sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us." I'll give you a few moments to write. What words or phrases stuck out to you? The second step is to reflect. As I read through the passage again, make note of what emotions stir up. What character in the story do you resonate with? Goliath walked out toward David with his shield bearer ahead of him, sneering in contempt at this ruddy-faced boy. "Am I a dog?" he roared at David, "that you come at me with a stick?" And he cursed David by the names of his gods. "Come over here, and I'll give your flesh to the birds and wild animals," Goliath yelled. David replied to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head. And then I will give the dead bodies of your men to the birds and wild animals. And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people, but not with sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us." We're going to pause here to give you a moment to reflect. Again, write down any emotions that rose up within you and what character you were in the story. Next, let's respond. As I read a third time, start a conversation with the Lord. What is he saying to you through this text? What do you need to say back to him? Goliath walked out toward David with his shield bearer ahead of him, sneering in contempt at this ruddy-faced boy. "Am I a dog?" he roared at David, "that you come at me with a stick?" And he cursed David by the names of his gods. "Come over here, and I'll give your flesh to the birds and wild animals," Goliath yelled. David replied to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head. And then I will give the dead bodies of your men to the birds and wild animals. And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people, but not with sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us." Take a few moments and talk with God. Reflecting on your notes from earlier, write down what he is saying to you and respond to him. To finish, simply rest in the presence of God. As you prepare for the remainder of this day, spend a few moments in silence, meditating on God's Word. Lord, we thank you that in the same way you gave strength to David, you give strength to us. Help us to always rely on you in times of need, and to know that we can always approach difficult times in the name of the Lord. Amen.